Olam International, a leading global integrated supply chain manager, has been active in Mozambique for 15 years. The company, which is engaged in processing and packaging agricultural products and food ingredients, has been helping farmers to produce a variety of sustainable crops that offer a guaranteed income. MD Ramesh is regional head of East and Southern Africa at Olam. From Maputo, he explained how the company is helping cotton farmers increase their livelihoods.
In cotton, we partner with farmers, teach them best farming practices, provide them support, and provide them a ready market to buy back the crop that they produce. Much of the farming of cotton happens in deep rural areas, and therefore getting cash on the spot to support the farmer is one essential necessity, simply because the banking system does not extend that efficiently.
While Olam provides services to the farmers, it is ultimately the farmer's responsibility to produce the cotton.
Most of them work on small sectors of land on which they produce the cotton, and we buy it back and take it to our cotton gins. We already have 3 gins in Mozambique, and this is actually our 4th gin. It's in a place called Beira. And we plan to support about 10,500 farmers along the areas around Beira.
Ramesh said the newest gin should be up and running towards the end of this year. The regional head added that farmers benefit economically through the market that Olam offers for cotton production and by having the cotton gins in areas close to where they farm.
We also support them through providing logistics and supply chain after the harvest is completed, which means that all they have to do is use our support, use the seed that we provide them, use the agronomical practices that we teach them, so that they put in the best practices and produce the cotton.
Because Olam bears the brunt of the expenses, there is very little financial burden on the farmer, and he or she is able to focus more on the actual growing of the crop. The new cotton gin now under construction will offer thousands more farmers the opportunity to have a steady flow of income.
Specifically to the Beira gin, the 10,500 farmers would have approximately $1.5 to $2 million in advance against buyback of the crop, and they are guaranteed a buyback by us on the basis of a price that is pre-agreed. So on the basis of this, they have the support, they have a buyback, they have a fixed price that is pre-decided before the season begins. And the farmer has to put in his hard work and produce the cotton.
Ramesh said their goal is to expand and make cotton growing more interesting for the farmers so they can continue to grow it and other crops to increase their income. Farmers in Mozambique will be able to reap the rewards of the goods and services of the new state-of-the-art cotton gin for the next 25 to 30 years. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.